And Jesus said unto him, Go and do thou likewise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've been asked to read a pastoral letter to the congregation from our Archbishop John Upham. He's been a very communicative archbishop, and we're grateful for his kindness and attentions to us. Let me preface it. It's a letter of where the church stands on racism, and I'll preface it with just a reflection on today's gospel lesson. We see in the gospel lesson that Jesus would disarm his hearers with the idea that it's a Samaritan that stops and gives assistance to the one who fell by the wayside after being attacked by thieves and left for dead. That would have been totally unexpected for them. The Samaritans were hated of the Jewish people, and it was very likely that they were spoken of with racial slurs, and it would have been shocking to hear that it was the bad guy that stopped and became, you know, showed forth love. It's something that the lawyer has to admit to. He won't even say the name Samaritan, but he does admit that the one who was neighbor to that man who fell among thieves was the one who stopped and helped him. The teaching of Christ is disarming that way into a world that is beset by sin. And we see that the words of Christ are fulfilled in his loving actions through his ministry of miracle, and ultimately by the sacrificial death that he offers up upon the cross for the sins of all people. And so for our entire human race is now sanctified by the Redeemer, who is second Adam. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to the end that all who believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is a stunning message that distinguishes Christianity from other religions. We are truly a universal religion. And the universality of Christianity can be seen on the day of Pentecost when in the Jewish diaspora they came back for the Passover, for the Feast of Pentecost. And there were people from all around the known world who were speaking other languages, who were able to understand when the Holy Ghost fell upon the disciples and they began to speak in their languages the wonderful works of God. It shows that there is no ethnic barrier there to the dispensation of grace that is coming and being outpoured by the Holy Spirit. And then especially we see in the work of the early church that the gospel of Christ is taken to the Gentiles and then begins to take root in pagan communities. A stunning thing that is surprising even to the apostles. But they come into agreement with the Holy Spirit that Christ's salvation is not just for the Jewish people, but for all the peoples of the world. And so, again, we have a truly universal religion. Its universality is shown forth in the Catholicity of its approach, that Christ is the Savior of all people. So that is the distinguishing mark of Christians, is that we recognize that there is no Jew or Greek, or male or female, that all are welcome to the salvation that Christ would offer. So with that in mind, hear now this letter from the Archbishop speaking to our troubled times. A statement on racism from the APCK Council of Bishops, 28 August 2020, on the feast of St. Augustine of Hippo. One of the prerogatives of the Archbishop is to speak God's word to the province and to speak for the province to the world. As the subject of societal racism is topical and passions run so high, we feel the need to state our church's position on the subject of racial strife and discrimination. Therefore, with the full consent and support of the members, we, the Council of Bishops of the Anglican Province of Christ the King, wish to make the following statement. The bishops of the Anglican Province of Christ the King hereby denounce, condemn, and rebuke racism in any way, shape, form, or fashion in which it may present itself in our society. Furthermore, we censure any person who practices racism or who denigrates or maligns any persons in any way because of their racial or ethnic heritage. Racism simply has no place among us. These practices and beliefs are in direct conflict with the Judeo-Christian ethic given us as Christians by our Lord Jesus Christ in his new commandment, to love one another, as found in St. John 13, 34 to 35, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. The love which God has for us and the love by which we are to love God and neighbor is summed up in St. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, part of the Sermon on the Mount. It is the golden rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We are reminded of this every Sunday in the summary of the law. This is without a doubt how we should live, move, and have our being in the world. Love God, love our neighbors, everyone as ourselves, even if they treat us badly. Therefore, the Council of Bishops exhorts all members of the province to take these words and the teachings of our Lord to heart and to practice them in daily life. All of us need to stand up and model to our friends and neighbors, to the city and to the world, how to live, behave, and reflect the love of God to each other instead of being agents for evil to use to foment chaos, disorder, or confusion throughout society. It is a matter of personal sacrifice and personal sanctity. We are called to this way of life and love as Christians, so we may overcome all forms of evil with God's love. To continue us on our pilgrimage to God in these catastrophic times, I call on each member of the province to deny and overcome every temptation to hate or resent and transform it into opportunities to love our neighbors as ourselves by the power of the Holy Ghost dwelling within us as God loves each one of us, and further to make the following prayer for social justice found in our Book of Common Prayer as part of daily devotion. Almighty God, who has created man in thine own image, grant us grace fearlessly to contend against evil and to make no peace with oppression, and that we may reverently use our freedom, help us to employ it in the maintenance of justice among men and nations, to the glory of thy holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For the love of God and the sake of the gospel, I remain the Most Reverend Dr. John E. Upham, Jr., Archbishop, Anglican Province of Christ the King, for the Council of Bishops. And he follows with a postscript, an excerpt from the sermon Christ and Culture by the founder of our province, Robert Sherwood Morse. Quote, "We are called to personal sanctity. In our pilgrimage into God, with God, God is the most wonderful person in this universe. He told us that if we loved him, we would keep his commandments. The saints are those remarkable beings who have done this, loved God and all that he created, loved one another, their families, parents, children, friends, and even more remarkable, loved their enemies. We should find our common mutuality in Christ. God does not separate us according to age, race, class, or gender. There is only Christ and his saints. We are called to be part of that great company of light." So let us stand and we'll pray together that collect that we are bid to pray by our Archbishop. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who hast created man in thine own image, grant us grace fearlessly to contend against evil and to make no peace with oppression, and that we may reverently use our freedom, help us to employ it in the maintenance of justice among men and nations. To the glory of thy holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, liveth and reigneth one God, world without end.
Amen.
Amen.